Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight stories coming out of the office of the Prime Minister. The government remains committed to the transformation of the public service and boosting the quality of service delivered to the Jamaican people. This assurance from Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller in a message delivered by Industry Minister Anthony Hilton at the recent Public Sector Customer Service Competition Awards ceremony.
At the heart of this necessary public sector transformation is a pledge to provide our citizens with a high standard, world-class and efficient service. One that not only satisfies their needs, but contributes to the growth and development of the nation.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller congratulated the finalists in the competition: National Health Fund, Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, Firearm Licensing Authority, National Land Agency, National Housing Trust, and the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission.
Your performance is a testament of a commitment to a process that is absolutely necessary if we are to create a more effective public sector. Let today's exceptional examples of quality customer service within the public sector serve to inspire others as to why we do what we do and what motivates us to serve.
Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton speaking on behalf of Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller. The National Health Fund and the Administrator General's Department were named joint winners of the Prime Minister's Trophy for the Best Customer Service Entity. The NHF copped the award in the multiple location category, while the AGD was adjudged as having the best single location. The Public Sector Customer Service Competition, started in 2001, is a biennial event staged by the Cabinet Office through the Public Sector Transformation and Modernization Unit. Prime Minister Simpson-Miller received a courtesy call from a delegation from China Communication and Construction Company CCCC and China Harbor Engineering Company Limited CHEC. The delegation was led by Sun Ziyu, Vice President of CCCC, and included Wang Zhaofeng, General Manager of CHEC Americas Division. Following the courtesy call, Prime Minister Simpson-Miller witnessed the signing of an extension to the framework agreement for the development of a transshipment and logistics facility in the Portland Bight area. The extension to the framework agreement was signed at Jamaica House on behalf of the Government of Jamaica by Minister of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Omar Davies. President and Chief Executive Officer of the Port Authority of Jamaica, PAJ, Professor Gordon Shirley, signed on behalf of the PAJ, while Mr. Sun signed on behalf of CCCC and Mr. Wang for CHEC. Cabinet approved the granting of a 12-month extension with effect from August 1, 2015, to provide additional time to facilitate the significant data gathering and analyses required for the development of the transshipment and logistics facility. Mrs. Simpson-Miller also met with Vice President for Corporate Affairs and Business Development with Mexico-based Charisma Hotel and Resorts, Ruben Becerra. Mr. Becerra was in Jamaica to announce his company's plans to invest more than $900 million to develop 9 hotels in Jamaica, adding 4,000 rooms to the country's stock over the next 10 years. The 228-acre Landover beachfront property in St. Anne will be the site for this development, intended to create 8,000 new direct employment and about 5,000 jobs indirectly. Mr. Becerra cited Jamaica's strong international reputation as well as its ranking as one of the 3 fastest-growing destinations in the Caribbean region as reasons for his company's decision to invest. The Prime Minister also received a courtesy call from Olympian Veronica Campbell-Brown ahead of a reception for athletes hosted at Vale Royal on October 16. We'll have more on the reception in next week's edition of Jamaica House Weekly. And Prime Minister Simpson-Miller has strongly condemned the recent murder of 6 members of a family and injury of 4 others in Hanover. She's appealing to persons with information to assist the police with their investigation. That's it for this week's edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next time for more stories out of the office of the Prime Minister.
Students, enter the JIS Heritage Essay and Poster Competitions. Deadline for entries October 31. Go to jis.gov.jm for details.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.